Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ryerson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Ryerson. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua strikes out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Brown moves to second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is walked intentionally. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro strikes out. There goes Brown. The throw from Moses and Brown is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. Rodriguez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chambliss out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Theobald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Babakwa hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilcox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Brown moves to third. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Roy Foster now playing left field. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Gary Ryerson. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Theobald goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Rodriguez scores. May moves to second. It's Indians, 2. Brewers, 2. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott pinch hits for Joe LaHood. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferraro moves to third. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Jack Heidman now playing shortstop. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Earl Stevenson. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. George Scott now playing first base. John Briggs now playing left field. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Briggs scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.